This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The Waste to Worth Conference is a collaborative event focusing on finding innovative and practical solutions for managing livestock waste. Marguerite Tan, Director of Environmental Programs at the National Pork Board, says the conference will help to further the hog industry's commitment to sustainable production.
As swine producers, we are really wanting to be engaged and make sure that we have value in everything that we produce, not just the pigs. So we take a very active role in this conference. So we are a conference sponsor, but we also support a lot of the projects that are presented at this conference.
She says that pork producers are committed to environmental sustainability, and mortality management is an area of focus with responsible, economical, and sustainable practices.
We've been doing a lot of research in this mortality management space at National Pork Board, working on things like novel shallow burial with carbon techniques. How do we retrofit NRCS compost bins for better performance? So we're doing all of these things that not only help producers with that mortality management, but also help them generate a new revenue stream to help recuperate those costs of those mortalities.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids.
Let's go out the field here with outstanding Southeast Iowa area agronomist Greg Shepherd with Bex Hybrids, who says there's a lot of planting activity going on, but it's important to remember that weeds never stop growing.
We've got to consider the options we have for post-weed control in soybean fields, which is a little more challenging with dicamba not being available. You know, we've still got good in the Enlist program and the Liberty program, but yeah, residual herbicides really do the heavy lifting in soybean weed control. And so we've got to get those on timely. And then we are going to see a lot of emergence, a lot of emerging beans here. If there's soybeans that haven't already emerged, we're going to see that going on like this next week here, mid-May. So I would prioritize that just to cut to the chase.
As always, you can find out more in the Practical Farm Research Guide at BexHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.